Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
Okay, today is International Heritage Day. What do you think about preserving cultural heritage, Audrey?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. And I've visited museums, you know, all across the world. And each time I'm surprised by how different the art is, you know, by region and by country. And yep. I think that it's so important to remember where we all came from and, you know, the different cultures that we are around all the time.
Yeah, what better way to preserve a country's cultural heritage than through a museum, right? And through my research, I came across some pretty strange museums around Asia and around the world and felt, why not share these with you and our listeners? Now, Singapore didn't really feature, but I have been to the Ice Cream Museum. So I suppose...
I think that's unusual.
For foreigners, that would be unusual,
yeah.
Perhaps weird in some quarters. But let's start with this. What is your favorite food?
Ooh, you can't dump that on me. It's probably either dim sum or Japanese food.
One answer, please.
Oh, dim sum.
Oh, you almost went with Japanese food.
I did.
Imagine loving a dish so much that you dedicate an entire museum to it. The two basement-level floors house a streetscape replication of Japan from 1958. I'm talking about the Ramen Museum in Japan.
Ooh.
Featuring seven ramen restaurants, each showcasing a ramen dish from a different region of the country.
Wow,
imagine
I love that. Wow.
Now, with every stop offering a small portion of the dish as mini ramen, you'll be able to savor the artistry of ramen makers and sample their creations from across Japan without being full to the brim. So it's like a ramen tasting museum, if you will.
If you really like one type of ramen, can you go back and buy a bigger bowl, or do you know that?
That I'm not sure about, but the first floor of this museum lets you explore the history of the dish, and you can even learn how to make noodles here the traditional Chinese way.
Amazing. I have to check that out.
The cost is 380 yen, which converted to Singapore dollars, is $3.35.
Wow. Very affordable.
Very, very affordable. I believe, because your kids are both under six?
Correct.
Free entry, because it's only 88 cents for kids 6 to 12.
Oh, that's my next stop.
And for seniors who are 60 plus. So if you take your family, we're looking at less than $10 here. Is it a bargain or what?
It is a bargain.
Here's another one in Japan, because Japan is just quirky and weird that way. The Meguro Parasitological Museum is the only museum in the world dedicated to the study of parasites.
Oh my goodness.
With more than 300 specimens of parasites, don't worry, they're dead, on display and explanations of the life cycle of parasites, this museum is not for visitors who are squeamish. Are you squeamish?
No, but I probably would vote for the Ramen Museum if I had to choose between one of those two.
Yep, we still have a few more to go on the list, so don't choose just yet. Now, this is an interesting one in India. It's called the Sulabh International Museum of Toilets.
Of toilets. So
right.
It just shows like the evolution of toilets?
Yeah, well, I would say it'd be best to flush away your inhibitions before you enter this museum. Toilets, loos, commodes, call them what you will, but this museum showcases them all. They have a replica of the toilet that King Louis XIV is believed to have used while still in court to futuristic commodes. This museum is located in Delhi. It takes you on a tour of the throne room's evolution, the history of sanitation, and interesting bathroom memorabilia from over 50 countries.
You said throne room. I love it.
This is how it was described, so I'm just sort of like paraphrasing here. It was founded by Sulabh International, which is an NGO that works for human rights, environment protection, waste management, and bringing about social change through awareness.
That's actually really interesting.
It is.
Toilets are extremely important, guys.
These are actually things that we use on a daily basis that we wouldn't otherwise speak about, right?
Absolutely.
In daily conversation.
Yes.
So why not?
Why not
dedicate a museum to toilets, you know? Here's one for you, Audrey. The Avanos Hair Museum in Turkey. Now imagine a place that is both a hairdresser's wildest dream and one where Rapunzel would want to let her hair down.
Okay.
It's located in the town of Avanos in Cappadocia. I've been to Cappadocia for
the hot air balloons. That's right.
It's in the basement of a famous pottery shop. It houses a collection of more than 16,000 differently colored locks of hair from women only the world over. with their name and contact attached. Are you willing to put yourself forward as a hair donator?
Just leave my DNA in Turkey? I don't think so.
Okay, they cover the entire place besides the floor. They have a pair of scissors, paper and pen handy in case a visiting woman feels like making a contribution to their Guinness featured collection. So the next time you travel to Cappadocia, maybe, you know, think about the hot air balloon second and the hair museum first.
I will.
You fancy it?
Probably wouldn't do it, Ahmad.
That concludes our list of weirdest museums. Now take your pick.
My heart goes to ramen. I'm going to go with the ramen museum.
I figured. Mm. Good choice.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.